Breaking the code of antibacterial resistance. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, we learned of the growing threat of antibiotic resistance and heard from University of Minnesota researcher Tim LaPera that we need other solutions beyond simply reducing antibiotic use. Dr. LaPera and his students have turned to investigating the environment, searching for antimicrobial resistant genes in materials like human and animal waste. There, the bacteria compound the problem.
The environment plays a vital role in the spread of antimicrobial resistance. If you think about it, organisms that make us sick can't magically go from human to human. There has to be some sort of conduit by which they spread. Bacteria have the ability to evolve exceptionally quickly. We can do it in the laboratory within a few days and actually observe them change and become resistant to antibiotics.
LaPera's research focuses on how to improve municipal wastewater treatment practices, as well as the treatment of animal manure. He suggests wastewater centers adopt a type of high-temperature or incineration system to more effectively kill bacteria. In places like feed yards or dairies, LaPera says composting or spreading less manure over more land can help stem the resistance problem where everyone plays a role. Tomorrow, our final chapter on this potential epidemic, which could very well become a pandemic. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.